Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday night, so we are talking about getting healed. Last week we commented a little bit about why it might be a good idea to keep some of the things that the Lord discusses with you about your healing and about some of the things you're learning, sort of protect them and guard them by keeping them to yourselves. Some of the reasons we want to do that are because, first of all, we want to show respect to God. A lot of times when He is working with us on things, showing us things about ourselves or revealing things about how He does things, revealing Himself, a lot of times we have some habits that aren't necessarily respectful to God. We kind of look at things that we need to prove them. We need to have them checked out by other sources. We need to, there's the scripture that there's safety in many counselors. Well, that's only true if you don't have access to the one who created the counselors. You know, in other words, that's an Old Testament. That was only true when there was no access to God Himself, our only counselor. To take what He is teaching you and just really think about this. And in other series, on our Thursday night series, we really emphasize how to actually learn how to hear from God and then be able to test what you're hearing, that you're hearing from Him. That's different than what we're talking about here. We're not talking about verifying that you're hearing from God or hearing from another source. But what we have a tendency to do is discuss the content with others to get their opinion, to maybe help let them give us a chance to stay, keep us from going into error. Keep us on the straight and narrow. So what we're saying, in effect, is that we're taking what God is telling us, and before we'll accept it, before we'll let Him do what He wants to do in our lives, we have to check with someone else. Now, I don't really care who this someone else is or if it's multiple someone else's. But this is again predicated on the idea that you know that you're hearing from Him. Now, what He tells you, what God says, will stand up to scrutiny. But it's not the scrutiny of double-checking with everybody else. Instead, it's the scrutiny of, does it work? Is what God is telling you having an effect in your life? Not, does it line up with your beliefs? Does it make sense? Can you prove it in scriptures? Do other people agree with what you're hearing from God? Isn't that amazing? That maybe God might show you something true about you that maybe other people might not agree with. We need to really start looking at whose opinion is really important. Whose voice is it that we really are going to rely on? And again, we're not saying that, to swallow every voice you hear. We go to God and we learn how to test. But once you know it's from Him, God, do we go and, check, okay, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? God told me that to do this, this, and this. Does this make sense to you? It's like, wow. Is that really a reflection of who God is? Think of it in terms of our being sons of God, our sonship. When our Father tells us, I want you to go and build a city, before we go and build a city, do we check with the guy who has the bricks? Do we check with another son? Do we check with anyone? He's given us an assignment. We need to follow through with that assignment. Now, that's not necessarily going to be easy, because guess what? A lot of what God asks us to do is not easy. We are so dependent on the multitude of voices, group think, the whole concept that we're all in this together. And it's like, if everybody's going in the wrong direction, I'm not going to be blamed for it. God can't hold me responsible because look at all the people who are also going in the wrong direction. But wait a minute. What did God tell you? Here's part of the problem. God might be telling everybody else in your group to go north. But what's He telling you? If He's telling you, go south. You go south. You can't know what God is telling everyone else. You can know what God is telling you. And that is the learning process. We're learning how to test what He says. And when we talk about God healing us and learning how to get healed from Him, so much of that is related to our relationship and our trust in Him. Because He's going to take us places that don't necessarily make sense, especially when we talk about healing in our past, and generational healing, we may not be able to have a direct connection. God may say, we need to heal this person, your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, for instance. And you will have absolutely no way of corroborating as true something God says. Are we going to say, okay, God, let's do it? Or are we going to say, that's just too weird for me? God wants us healed. He is in the process of healing us. But His ultimate goal is relationship with us as a whole being, spirit, soul, and body. But it's going to be His terms. So that's one of the reasons that as we are in this process, to keep it in the most respects to ourselves. And secondly, is, and this is again not across the board, but we want to start there. Assume that unless God tells you, no, I want you to share this with someone else, that he wants you to keep it private. What's that old line? You know, can you keep a secret? Well, so can I. It's good for us to learn to keep things to ourselves. Do you value the healing and the way God is revealing himself to you? Do you value it as a treasure? Or is it being used to draw attention to yourself? Or for whatever reason, is it being used? Are you using God's healing in you, or his revelation, or his working of power? Has that become something that you use to get your needs met? A safeguard to preventing that is starting with whatever God is doing in your life, keep it to yourself. If God wants it spread abroad, he will lift it up. If he wants others to know about it, you won't be able to keep it quiet. You don't need to, what is that? You don't need to advertise a fire. Okay? Everybody can see where God is moving because he draws all men to himself. We don't have to. Going back to one of my favorite illustrations, if we're sitting dining with God, and of course, our brothers are co-inheritors, our joint heirs, we're all sitting around eating with God, and God says, pass the salt, and we're having conversation with him. Do we stop what we're doing? No, we're eating and we're conversing, and we reach over and we pass the salt. And then he says, "There's, you know, I want you to go heal the dead." And so we go and we get up from the table, we heal the dead, we come back and we pick up the conversation right where we left off. Because it's our conversation, it's being with him, whatever he's doing, that's where our focus is. It's not on what he may have us do at any given time. And likewise, that healing that he's doing in us, and sometimes through us, and through us to others that are in our family, and sometimes complete strangers. We see it, we partake in it, we are grateful for it, but we come back to what is our focus. And that will always be easier to do. This is just a habitual process that we, just as we are learning to always go to God with everything. God, is this from you? Is this what's something you want me to be learning about? Is this where you want my focus to be? There'll be times when he says, I want you to pay attention to, you know, put aside all other distractions and focus on this. And we do that. But we acknowledge that we have a habit of, even in that, we are focusing on God. We are depending on him. We never lose focus on him. And it will always be easier to maintain that focus if we keep our relationships in check. There is no spiritual authority in your life other than God. He is the only one on the throne. You know, if you want to get along with God, stay out of his throne. And don't let anybody else sit in it. Okay? He is the only spiritual authority in your life. when we receive direction from others, and after we have received direction from Him, and we go to someone else to check it out, what are we saying about what? Either we are not, don't believe Him, or we don't respect Him. Now, there'll be times when odds are that that will happen, because that's probably something we all have to be healed from. And so He will have to bring to the surface probably an area of where we are expecting to be tricked by God. And so He will allow that to happen in our lives, bring it to the surface so He can reveal the lie, reveal the truth, and then we are changed to know that He does not trick us. He only speaks the truth. But I think more and more, it will always become more and more important that when we get our direction from God, we keep it to ourselves and we just be about His business. You know, when we think about how long it took Jesus to learn about who He was. Now, there were things like He was in the temple teaching, and we know that the different illustrations and the stories and from other sources that He was learning about who He was and who His Father was. But how long did it take Him to proclaim publicly what His ministry was? And that was not His choosing. He didn't go about, oh, guess what? I'm the Son of God. You have to do what I say. Or even, I'm the Son of God. I'm here to save you. He followed His Father, step by step, moment by moment, and allowed the Father, He allowed God to lead Him, even though He was God Himself. And we've talked before about how the great strength of dependence that it took for Jesus to allow Himself to be crucified. He could have stopped it just by a single thought. And yet He didn't. He could have kept Himself from being crucified. And yet He waited. And likewise, He could have raised Himself from the dead. But He waited for His Father to do it. He waited for the time, and He kept it all in Himself. So these are some of the patterns that we start right with the process of what we're learning. These habits, these disciplines. Now, for some people with certain temperaments, this is going to be real easy. And some with other temperaments and habits, it's going to be real hard. Either way, it doesn't matter. We're talking about our personal relationship with a living God. And there will be a time for all things. But start with keeping what God is doing in you and with you, keeping it to yourself. A lot of times, that's why we go to Bible study. That's why we go to home group. That's why we have a Bible study. It is so we can share with others what God is sharing with us. But that's often because that's our temperament. and it feels good. We enjoy it. And it's not necessarily because that's what God has said to do. And how you test that is going to be between you and God. Now, one thing to remember, you're free to make a mistake. That's how we learn. We learn much more from our mistakes because we are changed much more because we go to God. And we recognize the pain. Oh, man, I should have just kept my mouth shut. And then God is able to bring us up. Why does that hurt so much? And reveal the wounds and bring the healing. So he will always, whatever the circumstances are, he will always make the most out of each of them. So we're never going to regret those mistakes. But we want to be realistic and serious, sober-minded about the opportunity that God has placed before us to be taught and trained by the Creator of the universe. That's his desire for you. So those are just some of the things we briefly talked about last week. So keep those things that God is dealing with you personally or even teaching wise, keep them to yourself unless he directs you otherwise. Oh, and it's not good for others. Because very often, using that story about God sending everyone else north but sending you south, say God has sent 99 people north and sent you south, and somebody sees you, or you tell your best friend, well, God is telling me to go this way. And maybe somebody else sees you and they start going with you. Okay, you want to be able to say, well, unless you know, don't come. Unless God told you to come with me, don't come with me. So we want to be sure we're hearing for ourselves. And then keep it to ourselves and just do it. Stay focused on what he puts in your hands to do. So God's ways of healing us are going to be different. And very often even when he's healing us, even we talk about different kinds of healing, emotional healing, physical healing, mental thought healing in our mind, will, and emotions. And he'll heal us in a variety of different ways. So we don't want to judge how much of us is being healed or how we're doing in the learning process by any kind of a set standard or any kind of a standard at all. Or a specific time frame. In other words, if God heals us in a certain amount of time, he's always going to heal us. Like it took us, 3 months to deal with this issue, and every time we deal with an issue, that's how long it's going to take. We also don't want to judge how we're doing as far as healing by what someone else may be experiencing. Again, this is another reason we want to keep these things to ourselves. In fact, there will be times that we'll know about a healing that has taken place or that we're going through. But sometimes we won't know about it. Sometimes we won't even know about it after the fact. He'll just do it. He'll just heal us. Very often, he will have drawn attention to an area or two where he is working toward healing a wound, and at the same time, keep hidden from us other areas where he may be doing an even deeper work that he doesn't want us to be involved in. So the best thing to do is to just let him do his work, reminding ourselves of his love for us and our connection to him, and also always reminding us ourselves that he finishes what he starts in the time frame and in the manner that he chooses for us. Historically, under the Old Covenant, healing was dependent upon the people meeting a certain set of conditions. But today, in this age, healing and learning to get healed is part of our inheritance as sons of God, having been made available 2,000 years ago at his resurrection. It's part of being a spirit being, a joint heir, a son of God. It's part of eternal life. You have healing. So we can boldly become before his throne with nothing to achieve or prove that you deserve it, and no rules to keep. Under the old covenant, God healed our wounds from the outside in. But now, because of his son, he heals us from the inside out, bringing us into complete wholeness. This is because now that we are spirit beings, our soul's needs have been met. So we don't just receive a temporary healing of a particular wound, but the lie is removed by the presence of the truth within us. So we are changed by healing and not just a partial healing. That area where we are healed now is made compatible with our new identity. It is through this process that our thinking, our feeling, and our choosing are reconciled, are brought together. They're brought into alignment with the truth, which is what God says is true for you. When he says, "I love you now, I am love in you and for you and to you, and you are in me, and I'm making you able to accept and receive all this I want to give you," the process of healing reveals those areas where we can't accept that in our thinking, where we can't accept that in our feeling, and where we can't accept that in our choosing. So there's those areas where we don't really think that God loves us, or we don't really feel that God loves us, or that we don't really act or behave like God loves us. Those are the areas that he is, by meeting our needs in those areas, bringing those areas into alignment with who we are now. In your spirit, all your needs have been met. Your truth, the truth of God, is in you and is meeting your needs in your soul and your body. So we're not just only after healing in the body, but we recognize that most of the cause is from healing needed in the soul. So thanks for tuning in. We will be meeting back together again next Tuesday to continue this series. This coming Thursday, we'll be meeting to discuss knowing God. Going back to, again, how do we recognize His voice? How do we test it? How do we have that confidence that He is revealing Himself to us in every aspect of our lives? So thanks for tuning in again. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great evening.